Happy Thanksgiving, Uncle Dean.
I like that everybody's on a first name basis today. Dave for Bob.
I've said my name 50 times already in the last 4 hours. I figured enough already. Yeah. It's Dave. It's just Dave.
It's just Dave.
It's just Dave. How are you,
hey,
pal?
Everybody. It's the new show, Just Dave.
It doesn't sound exciting, actually.
Just Dave.
It doesn't sound exciting.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving to one and all. I hope there are wonderful aromas wafting out of people's kitchens this morning.
Yeah.
That was always one of my favorite things as a kid. You wake up on Thanksgiving morning to, you know, just smell all those wonderful foods that, you know, mom, and in my case, mom and grandma, Yaya in Greek, was making.
But you're right. It starts early in the morning.
It starts.
Like you wake up to it.
Super, super early. You know, it's fantastic for the whole family, except for the actual people who are cooking, who want to put a butcher knife in some.
That's nice. That's nice. I know you've been cooking the last couple of weeks. Nothing compared to the things that Robin has been drumming up for Paul Conrad.
No, Robin does retro recipes.
Yeah, yeah.
The more gut-wrenching, the better.
Exactly.
Not only the recipe itself, but the fact that Paul Conrad eats it every time.
He has not been broken yet.
He's the official taster. One time he spit it out.
Oh, okay.
She's done some amazing things with Jello molds and all kinds of things. I'm very proud of her, getting into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Albeit for comedy.
Yeah, but, right. It is for comedy.
But still, a lot of fun. And we've been doing on our weekly cooking segments on TV, we've been doing some Thanksgiving things for the past few weeks. A little bit later on this hour, just before 9 o'clock, I'm not focusing on anything that you're cooking today. I'm focusing on what you've got left over tomorrow.
Oh, smart.
And I've got, I figure if you don't know what you're doing at this point, 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving morning, forget it. Go to McDonald's.
It's true.
And pick something up.
It's true. But I know I love the leftover idea because
I'm calling it a turkey leftover loaf. Where you take your leftovers and you layer them in a meatloaf pan,
okay,
and you cover it with stuffing.
So you're not grounding this; you're just putting you're laying in the bottom of the pan.
Layer of stuffing on the bottom. Actually, I've completely covered the bottom and sides of this meatloaf pan with stuffing. I've flattened it out, and then in that goes a layer of turkey, layer of sweet potato, layer of green beans,
love this,
layer of mashed potatoes, and then you top it with more stuffing. So the whole thing is encased in stuffing. You put it in the oven, and you bake it for almost an hour until it gets nice and crispy. You take it, let it cool down a little bit, turn it upside down, and you cut it in slices, and it's beautiful inside.
Well, I like the stuffing being crispy all the way around. I think that's what's really
my
cool
favorite
about it.
Part. Yeah, that's my right. favorite part Same of stuffing. Yeah. Then you take a dollop of cranberry sauce, and you throw that on there as well, and you've got it. It's all done. I've got the recipe. We're putting. I think it's on now. WGNTV.com/DeanCooks. So if you want to get the recipe for that, we did some leftover recipes at the Butterball Turkey Talk Line yesterday. So we've got all kinds of, now it's time to eat.
It is.
Enough of the cooking for Uncle Dean.
It is. It's time to eat. No question. And eat. I mean, most people don't wait until end of day. Mark Carman is. He's here for the next 12 hours hosting and doing whatever here,
it's
right?
The glamour of show business.
It is.
Happy turkey, Dean.
Same to you, my friend. That's the glamour of show business. Can't even tell you
it's
the number of 12-hour days I worked on Thanksgivings and Christmases.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
All the holidays through the year.
No question. But a lot of people, too, after the big dinner, might want to head out and go watch a movie, especially tomorrow. And you got a lot of stuff.
Oh, that sounds like a transition, too. That sounds like it. Hey, speaking of eating.
Yeah, just looking at your list here, brother.
Yeah, maybe you want to go and grab something to watch after you had a nice big meal. Yeah, no, there's a lot of good movies that are opening for the weekend.
The concession stand is open.
Oh, there's my Shawnee.
Good morning, Dean. Happy Thanksgiving.
There's my Shawnee. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And Especially to your dad. I assume you're going to be spending the day with your 99-year-old dad today.
Yes, crazy, and we are going to be cooking.
Really?
Yes. I'll give you a full report on Sunday.
What are you? Are you cooking traditional stuff?
Traditional stuff. Yes. Yes, indeed. Turkey and the trimmings, potatoes, and I think he said the pie is all ready to go.
Wow. Well, wait a minute. Now, are you cooking or you're making your 99-year-old
dad
we're both, slave over the oven?
We're both going to be working in the kitchen.
You're both going to be.
Dave's going to be on the deck having a cigarette while her,
having a, getting a smoke. Hey, old man, I'm getting hungry out here. Well, that's good. I'm happy to hear that. I'm going to be anxious to hear your progress report on that. But you
that
know
is
what?
That is if I survive it.
Hey, it'll be fine.
Hey, if I'm not here on Sunday, you'll know why.
Hey, it'll be fine.
You know what's great after making the Thanksgiving turkey is going to catch a movie.
Oh, you suck. You suck.
Everybody. This new Lady Gaga, Adam Driver movie, House of Gucci, is out. It's, you know, the more I think about this movie, the more I think about it's why we like watching the British royal family. They're incredibly rich. They're incredibly dysfunctional. In this case, I mean, it's a true story, so I'm not giving away any spoilers here. One of the members of the family pays to have another member murdered in it. I don't think that's happened in the royal family yet, but it's why we like watching the super rich and royalty, and that's certainly what the Gucci family was, one of the best-known names in fashion. The twists and turns of this family is a very, very interesting. It's all a true story, so I think you'll enjoy it on that account. Lady Gaga is back on screen and is great in this movie. Adam Driver is her husband. You've got an Al Pacino. You've got a Jeremy Irons. You've got Selma Hayek, but Jared Leto in this movie, you will not even recognize him. He plays kind of the nutty cousin in the film. He's got the makeup and the prosthetics, and you won't even know it's him. But amazing performances throughout. It's a little bit long, 2.5 hours, but still very interesting, still very stylish. I liked it. Gave it a Dean's List B+.
Dean, you know my kids are interested in a movie this weekend. What do you got coming from Disney?
Hey, you know what? That's a coincidence because turns out Disney's 60th motion picture has opened. That's called Encanto. Uh-huh. This one, actually, your little Alex, I think, would really enjoy. It's a story about a family that possess magical powers, and all the members of this family, much like the Plyer family, all have magical powers, except one of them. And
is that me?
The one, you have the magical power of transition. I think, as we've learned this morning.
Yes, exactly.
And the one that doesn't have magic powers sees that their family's powers are waning, so she goes on a quest to save her family's powers, even though she doesn't have any. Uplifting, fun, full of great messages. 8 original songs from Lin-Manuel Miranda in here. That doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Gave it a Dean's List B. It's rated PG. So everybody. Actually, now that I think of it, you're Emma, a teenager, and Josh, a little more than a teenager now. I think they'd all enjoy it. It's one of these movies that everybody, I think, can enjoy.
You know, Dean, they all love the Beatles. I don't know if there's anything coming out for that.
Okay, now you're overdoing it. Today is the day. This is here's what you do, everybody. This new Beatles docuseries that Bob and I have been fawning over all week long. Here's if you get annoyed by your relatives today, you've had enough of them. Escape somewhere. Put on the Disney Plus, and that's where you can see this new docuseries. It's called The Beatles Get Back. The Oscar-winning director Peter Jackson was given access to 55 hours of forgotten footage that was shot surrounding the Beatles recording session when they were making the Let It Be album. So, you know, this
footage. Right at the end.
It's right at the end of their relation, their time as the Beatles.
Yeah.
So that's what really makes this so interesting. It's the making of this album, number one. It's the end of their relationship that has been so talked about for over 50 years. And it's also the full rooftop concert that took place on the roof of Abbey Road Studios. So you see what their relationship was really like. And I think a lot of people are going to be really surprised when they see all of this. It's just fantastic to hear all of this great music again. So the way that it is breaking out, first 2 hours released today on Disney Plus. The second 2 hours of this docuseries will be released tomorrow. And the third 2 hours will be released on Saturday. So 6 hours total of this. And then it'll be streaming on Disney Plus. You can watch it whenever you want. But if you are a Beatles fan, highly, highly, highly recommend it.
Dean's Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith.
Well, now Chauncey and I and all the crew are going to have some turkey sandwiches. We've got all the cranberry sauce ready and the bread. And everybody's welcome to take a chance. Okay, folks, look at that. Look at all that. Look at the slices of white meat. Look at that. Have a nice Thanksgiving. We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.
All right, Bozo, Gar, and Ray going to be on this morning, Dean, at 9 o'clock.
What?
That's right.
What?
Just read the press release.
I'm so excited, and I'm always so happy to see how excited people are. And, you know, wondering, is Bozo, Gar, and Ray going to be on Thanksgiving? Because it's become kind of a WGN holiday tradition, you know, that we always broadcast it. And, yes, we are after all these years. What you want to do is you want to tune in to WGN about, 10 minutes to 9, and you'll see me cooking. And then at 9 o'clock, we turn on the Wayback Machine. Suddenly, I look 15 years younger.
Yes, that was that long ago, yeah.
And sadly, my hairline is exactly the same as it was back then. But it's this wonderful two-hour look back at three of the most popular children's TV shows in the history of Chicago television, period. Bozo Circus, Ray Rayner and Friends, Garfield Goose. We've got all the great old clips that we've been featuring. We've got Hard Rock Coco and Joe, Susie Snowflake, and Frosty the Snowman. That's all part of the broadcast as well. And then immediately following Bozo, Gar, and Ray, Bozo Circus, the 1960s. It's a special that we did focusing strictly on the 1960s, featuring the great Bob Bell, Ray Rayner as Oliver O'Oliver, Don Sandberg, Bob Trendler, the great Ned Locke. So that will be Bozo, Gar, and Ray is 9 to 11, and Bozo the 1960s from 11 until 1. And just a quick note, we are going to be putting together a brand new special focusing in on Bozo Circus from the 1970s.
Yeah.
That will be on, I think, is it December 19th?
December, Sunday to December 19th.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. I can't wait for that. We're still in the process of putting it together, but some new footage was literally found in a box on the third floor of the building here. We can't wait to put that out. But tune in this morning. We want some great Chicago memories. It all starts at 9 o'clock this morning on the Big Number 9. And also, if you've got family or friends anywhere in the world, they can watch live streaming, WGNTV.com/live, or by going to the WGN News app.
Sounds awesome, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Have a great day, and we'll see you Monday.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you, Dino.